This episode is brought to you by Pete's. Few things start your day better than a good coffee. That's why Pete's hand roast their coffee from a specific selection of high-quality beans. And they don't just put those beans into anyone's hands. Pete's trains their roasters for 10,000 hours so they can master the roast that gives you the most. Pete's Coffee. Coffee for coffee people. Find Pete's online or at your local retailer.
Previously on Love Island, the official Love Island USA podcast hosted by Matthew Hoffman. On today's show, I got a tweet. Casa Amor's got our relationships looking shakier than an elephant in heels. And Serenity's joining me in the studio. Hit it! Hello, Love Island fans. Here we are. Welcome to our third episode of Previously On. I am your host, Matthew Hoffman. Previously On is the official Love Island podcast designed to talk all things Love Island USA with you. We're episode three now, so we are part of your Love Island ritual by now. So here's the deal. As soon as you are done streaming Love Island USA on Peacock at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, wipe away your tears and throw your fake lashes in that empty martini glass and join us through the glory of the podcast medium, wherever you get your podcasts. Per usual, the lawyers are here, not just to make sure I don't say something stupid. They're also talking me through my lawsuit with the deli I live above. I slipped on pastrami getting out of my hatchback. My rare German sports car. Moving on. Yesterday's episode was so fun. How cute are Maddie and Bryce? I mean, they're just so cute. They were so sweet. It was really, really great talking to them. So I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. I have an unsolicited hot take about that. If it doesn't work out with Mandy, that's Maddie and Andy, I think they would make a really cute couple. Am I alone in this? Maddie was so sweet. She was just so sweet, so lovely. And Bryce, you could just tell that he was just a really, really nice guy. But I don't know. They were giving me major power couple energy vibes. Am I alone in this? Let me know. Give it to me. Tweet me your thoughts. But for now, let's spread our feathers and talk all things Love Island on Peacock. Guys, tonight's episode was so good. Casa Amor is doing its thing. It's like every single year, I am just like, this is so good. It's like, I should know better, but it's so good. We are hearing more lip-smacking noises than a Sharpay stuck in a jar of peanut butter. Oh, the lawyers don't like those sounds, apparently. All right, we will move on. Deb, one more? No, okay. Deb, I'm moving on. Deb got a message from her current heartthrob, Kyle, but she is feeling deep tissue guilt for cheating on Jesse, which is fair because he is at the Casa Amor makeout fest just missing her laugh. Oh, God. Okay, also, we have to talk about, I'll give you a moment to sit. Are you sitting? All right. Jordan's sandals, you guys. Courtney had one foot into Jordan until she saw them little piggies and totally flip-flopped. So I have a very serious question. What is your guys' take on sandals? Are they a heel breaker? Because, like, honestly, Jesus wore them. Russell Crowe and Gladiator wore them. So, like, how bad can they be? So, is Courtney right or is she not? Tweet me your thoughts. Is the toe a no-go? Are feet a reason to run? Also, Isaiah slept with Phoebe, but because he is still hung up on Sydney, he is torn like a great white shark's dental floss. They are making out. They are sleeping together. Did you see him in the bed with his arm up? I don't know. He looks a little comfy to me. Okay, so we are at Casa and Chauncey is all in on Jared and he fiancés her back. Okay, that was the one. You guys, the lawyers actually liked that joke and actually laughed. Okay, cool. Order in the court. Order in the court. Just so we're clear, everyone who's listening to the show, that gavel sound probably cost us like $500. So we like literally broke the budget on today's show just with that one sound effect. So we should just end the show now, quite frankly. Okay, hear me out, everybody. There was a cat-chad chat that turned into a makeout. And Sydney and Courtney got catty on Kat, thinking they can't trust her. And honestly, why should Courtney trust her? Courtney decided like 8 seconds ago that Chad was all hers. I mean, have some respect. The 8-second rule applies to lovers and mozzarella sticks. We know this. And now from order in the court to order in my tweets with my favorite new segment. I got a tweet! All right, so everybody, I am reading tweets that have been tweeted out to @MatthewHoffman1 on Twitter or on Instagram @MatthewHoffman.tv. You guys are the best. There are some amazing tweets. I have said this for literally 4 years, but I mean it. There is nothing like a Love Island USA Twitter audience. You guys are the best. You crack me up daily. You have no idea. So let's get into it. Here are our tweets for today. Listening to Previously On with Matthew Hoffman and All is Right in the World. That came in from Anna Robinson at Anna Lalea on Twitter. All is right in the world indeed, Anna. Thank you so much for listening. You guys are the best. Give credit where credit is due. At Blanca Hosk says, quote, Phoebe and Isaiah are giving Will and flow. Interesting. I feel like he's going to be all over her in Casa Amor, but he's not going to recouple. End quote. Whoa, that is a hot take. Will and flow from season 3, who I love. And if you guys are listening, hi, that's an interesting hot take. I see we have a Love Island detective on our hands. Coincidentally, Will and flow was actually the name of my college a cappella group. This is so weird. And on that high note, we are ending. I got a tweet!
The first time you saw that actor, it was a period drama. And what a handsome mustache that was. Then in that spaghetti western, it was even longer. And wow, that handlebar style really got you into police dramas. Hang on, are you sure that was the same actor? Still enjoyed it. On Tubi, the things you love just keep going. Tap the banner to watch now.
Don't miss The Marvels in theaters on November 10th and see where the Marvel stories all began when you watch Captain Marvel, WandaVision, and Miss Marvel only on Disney Plus. Get Disney Plus with Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, and National Geographic. Plans starting at $7.99.
Ooh, what an action-packed episode. There is so much making out. This episode honestly had more guilt than an all-girls Catholic school. We need to change the vibe around here, okay? Perhaps make it a little more serene, shall we say. And what better way to do that than to bring out Love Island royalty. Our guest, Serenity, is in studio!
Oh my gosh.
Hi, Serenity. How are you?
Hi. Oh my gosh. So excited to be here. I'm doing amazing. I'm still single, but we're working on it. It's a process. We get it.
We're working on it. Girl, Uncle Maddie got friends in Love Island places. You will not be single for long. Trust me.
We're hoping there's a superhero, Tyler. Maybe. We'll never know. Or we will. We'll see.
We will. And if you think, ma'am, that you're leaving this show without me getting the scoop on that, we need to talk about that. Now, before we get into all of that, I first have to say, I love you. I loved watching you. I told you this off camera, but you're just so special. You're so funny. You are so great to watch. And it was just a pleasure to see you in the villa where you belong, girl. So my question for you is, now that you are out, you're one day back home, what has this experience been like for you?
You know what? I am feeling, my heart is so full right now because I'm not aware of what's going on the outside. I'm like fairly new to the real world, the real reality of life. And I'm just feeling like, wow, I'm so glad you guys are funny too, because only funny people get funny things. So,
well, girl,
we've built a club.
I've tried to build a club, but you know, depending on what Reddit forum you read, I may be funny, I may not be, but I'm trying my best, girl.
Twitter is a whole new world.
Yes. You had such a dramatic exit. Can we talk about that? What were your thoughts on that? What was going through your mind? How are you now with it, that the fact that it's done? Are you happy the way it went down? Talk to me. Talk to me all about it. Give me the scoop.
Yes. I mean, I'm here. I'm Serena tea. Sip on it. I'm feeling really refreshed. I'm feeling free. You know, a lot of people like was trying to figure out what was happening to me in the villa when I was coupled up with Chaz with two Z's, Z's on, sleep on it. we were just not compatible. There's a huge age difference that I tried to eliminate. But when it came down to certain things that I requested in our relationship, I requested three things: be kind, don't blindside, and just don't embarrass me. Those were the three requests I had. And so when that speech was happening, I just felt like, this is really built up. Is this going to happen? So when it did happen, it was say less. It's time for Serenity to sign into the chat. So I left the way that I think was best representing me, best how I felt, respectful, I believe. But you know, it is what it is. And baby, it's up there.
And speaking of there, girl, you are on Previously On, so I need the exclusive. Have you been in contact with Tyler? Do you have intentions to be in contact with him? Is something there? What is the next move, if there hasn't been one already?
Well, you know, what a great question, huh? I mean,
give.
I'm here to give it. You know, you are top tier, so I have to give it to you. You've gotten it out of me.
We thank you.
Of course, I'm a giver. I am very interested in Tyler. I think he's a very handsome fellow, so sweet, so kind. And you know, he was beyond a gentleman to me. We've dabbled a little bit in the DMs, and we had a little FaceTime date recently. So you know, we're getting there.
Wait a second. So you guys you went in the DMs and you FaceTimed. What was the vibe? Like, is there a future Tyler Serenity action?
Gosh, you have so many questions. I love it. I'm just going to go with the roles. He's my friend first. That's one thing that we both decided. He was one of the closest people. He was my superhero in the villa. I know that sounds like corny, but like he came in and he brought the energy that made me feel so happy and like lucky. So, you know, we'll see what it goes. There's no pressure on it, but you know, a cowgirl and a superhero, that's kind of cute.
Let's talk about it. Can I officiate this wedding?
Yeah, duh. I mean, I've been looking for 10-10 ablations since the day I stepped into the villa. Hello. You are more than, I would be honored for you to do that.
Done. We got lawyers in the room as we speak. I'm going to draft a contract that I am officiating you and Tyler's wedding. It's happening. I will see you at the church.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen.
Ooh, and speaking of holy, tonight's episode was so good. Serenity, I know you have opinions. So what are you thinking after tonight's episode on Peacock?
Gosh, you know I can't keep my opinions to myself. That's so not like me. So I guess I'll spill it. the episode, like, hello, choke me. I have no idea that this is going to happen. Or did I? You know, this is the thing about, you know, Casa Amor. It just brings the heat. This is not a typical bring an average babe. We bring fire here on Love Island. So, I mean, I can't expect anything less from these girls. I can't expect anything less from these guys. We have Deb. Okay. We love a little scientific romance, bird conspiracy, love story.
Right?
Like, this is literally living and breathing Deb. So that is hysterical, but also We love a good bird conspiracy story, love story.
Speaking of conspiracies, who do you think is going to not stay in their couple? What's your take? Like, who do you think is going to make it out of Casa Amor intact, and who do you think won't?
Well,
because it's getting good.
Yeah, it's hotter, steamier, and streamier than ever. This is literally the like headline of all of our stuff. It is literally giving exactly that. I know that, you know, Courtney is single. I love that Courtney is giving to live her best life, wear the grapes, the crown, the throne. So I'm so happy that she's able to go in there and do as if. Zita's being really, really, you know, committed. And I love my girl because she's a loyal babe. So
right.
That's not surprising. Yep. But we do have our very lovely Isaiah and Sydney. Isaiah, they're putting some pressure on my guy.
Yeah. Do you think he's going to stay with Sid? Or do you think he'll be swayed?
Oh my gosh, I'm scared. I don't know. I loved Isaiah, and you know, but one thing about him is he's a dude that, you know, thinks like a dude. So I don't know how else to describe that. Like he's doing the Love Island experience, and which I'm also very proud of. But you know, there are people that get burned on the way. So I'm proud to see Sydney being committed to Isaiah. But it's looking real rough right now. But I want to say I have hope, but like, I love my guy. But hey,
all right,
you know,
the thing be thinking.
So I don't know.
Well, Serenity, we have to talk about Bedgate, because Chaz famously only made his side of the bed, which seemed pretty sheedy.
Ooh.
See what I did?
I saw what you did there. I love it.
Will you ever look at an unmade bed the same way again?
You know, I'm real triggered right now. I'm real triggered because I've never in my whole entire life of my whole being seen someone make their own side of the bed. Like, if you're going to do it, just don't do it or just do all of it.
So what you're saying is you want a duvet over.
No, I like t-shirt sheets. We got to be better. T-shirt sheets only.
All right, girl. We're going to get you some fine cotton blend. I'm talking like Egyptian cotton. It'll be so soft.
I mean, I deserve royalty. We do diamonds and gold. Remember that, baby.
Yes. Well, okay. So you have had your share of tears in the villa, right?
Yeah.
And tonight's episode, Kat was crying and they were like, real cat tears. I mean, not even crocodile. They were cat tears because she can't find her guy. And you've been through that in the villa. So what is your take? Because I just personally, like, I just wanted to give her like a warm bowl of milk.
Gosh, you know, the kitty tears, they're hurtful.
Kitty tears.
I'm not really into cats. I'm a dog girl. So I'm not, you know, I'm not really understanding. No, I definitely feel her.
Serenity, you know why you're a dog girl? Because you put the wow in bow, wow, wow.
Yeah, we wagging, baby. We wagging. We're a happy gal.
Yes. What's your take on Kat? Do you think she'll be okay? Or is this just like Love Island growing pains, kind of?
You know, Love Island is full of roller coaster rides in it. And I mean, we had Maddie that went through the process and she ended up leaving on her own. But, you know, in my head, I'm like, Kat, baby, you should have cried before I got evicted. I could have been there having the time of my life.
But it's okay because you're here with me. We're good. You made out okay.
It's okay. We do it okay, baby. It's the diamonds. No, but for real, I do feel for her. I overly feel for her because it's so hard, like, not willing to adjust or just be whatever you need to be to just find someone to make it work. It's just so uncomfortable and it's not authentic. So for her to be her authentic self and choosing to not just create this character for the sake of someone, that's a powerful move. And I'm all for a power move. So I commend her. And
yeah,
it's hard. It is. Because that's one thing I wasn't going to do was become someone else to make a couple happen.
Amazing. Well, speaking of individuality, Serenity, let's talk about the hot button issue of the day. Jordan was in sandals, letting those little piggies breathe. And in his defense, he gives new meaning to the term Air Jordan. But sandals or no sandals, Serenity, what is your take?
Gosh, sandals or no sandals. I am not a feet person. And in the villa, we don't have any people touching on our feet to make us look better. So, I mean, if you have socks, I'm all for socks and sandals. Go ahead, baby. It's hot and cold at the same time. It's protection and sunscreen. We love it.
We love it.
I'm a sandal guy, but put some socks on. Do it.
Got it. Well, hey, look, his little feetsies made their television debut.
You know, they needed a tan, too. It's hard getting a tan here in Love Island.
Not Serenity calling out a tanless toe.
the tanless toe is giving dagger tongue at the same time. We can't have it.
Oh my gosh. All right. So Chaz and Gabby hit it off in the hideaway. And Gabby says that his lips are like pillows. Fluff, fluff. Serenity, yay or nay, can you confirm Chaz's lips are like pillows?
Is it on the side that's made or not made?
Okay.
Is the pillow on the side that's made or not made? Because there's a difference. Is it already prepared or is it on the non-made side? I have questions.
Do you have any other thoughts about tonight's episode?
Tonight's episode was just so eye-opening, you know, a little bit of FOMO involved. But I also am so excited that I'm not having to deal with trying to figure out what I'd be doing in that situation. Being on the outside is so much different than being on the inside. So you had me with the toe because I was going to bring that up. I'd be peeping the toes. I do. So I was like, you got me with the toe.
What's your take on Phoebe and Isaiah? Oh, Serenity, sorry. Just if you're not watching right now and you're listening to us on podcast, Serenity just took a sip from her Love Island water bottle and it was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Tasteful. Phoebe, yeah, that girl. Hey, you know what? She's a baddie too. So I'm not mad at any of it. And you know what? If you want to go with what you want to go for, go for it. This is the Love Island experience. We're not supposed to sit around and be safe and be comfortable. If you're here for love, make it here for love. If you're here for money, play the game, baby. It's just, you know, she is really the epitome of Casa Amor right now for me. I'm really enjoying her. I'm really liking Phoebe. I'm liking the pressure she's putting on. I mean, I love my girl Sydney, but Phoebe, she's in there.
Amazing. Oh, gosh. There you go. Speaking of, you are boiling right now. So it is the perfect time because our hard-hitting interview is over. And now, girl, it is game time.
That's right.
So we are going to play a piping hot game called Serena Spill the Tea.
Oh, yes, baby, I'm here. What's up?
All right, here we go. And remember that honesty is the best policy, okay? So unfiltered.
Oh my gosh, this is giving.
Oh, it's giving, girl. I got two cups ready. Are you ready?
Let's sip, baby.
Let's sip. Here we go. Question one. Was Taylor's hair as unbeweavable in person as it was on my living room television?
I plead the fifth. I don't come for anyone's tracks. I don't come for anyone's track. My lace front, it was, you know, we kept it together, but we tracks are off limits. Unless it's a train, I ride it out.
But that hair was gorgeous, huh?
I mean, it was giving, but but we ride the tracks out.
Okay. Girl, America was loving your signature cowboy hat. If you were to pin your cowboy hat on one of the Villa cowboys that you were not coupled up with, who would it be?
Oh, man, y'all are really working today. You know, I'm a cowgirl. I like to ride. I like to dabble. I like to, you know, check out the rodeo. If I were to put my cowgirl hat on anybody, I mean, I guess I would let Jesse ride a little bit. I would let him check it out. Just a tad.
Okay. Was there any rumblings at the rodeo while you were on Love Island?
Jesse and I had a great connection. I just think that we didn't have the opportunity to touch on it. You know, one of my biggest regrets out of Love Island, because I don't have many, but one of them was not stepping forward for Jesse. So I'd let him have my cowboy hat for sure.
Wow, that is interesting. Do you think Deb is going to let him have her cowboy hat?
Well, I think Deb, I don't know. She might be switching power lines. We're going to find out soon.
All right.
The birds are watching.
The birds are always watching, girl. Ka-ka! Especially that peacock. And we are here for it.
Yes.
Okay. Next question. Which Islander smells the best?
Mm. which islander smells the best? I think I said that to Isaiah. I was like, wow, you smell delicious. And I just smelled, I think I smelled Isaiah like out of just random moments. I would just be like, wow, you smell so good. Isaiah, the sunglasses are tilted up and the man smells good. So
amazing. All right, cool. Girl, your father is a pastor. You watched tonight's episode on Peacock. So who should your father be praying for?
You know what? My father is a holy man. And he's a giver. So we're going to pray for everyone in the villa because none of this makes sense. In Jesus' name, none of this makes sense. So we're sending it all out.
Hallelujah. Okay. Girl, you are a bartender in New Orleans. If you could create a signature cocktail for the villa, what would be in it and what would it be called?
Oh, we're going to add some tequila into this cocktail. We have a little bit of a tequila reposado, maybe some pomegranate juice.
Okay.
And we're just going to add a little bit of spritz because I like a little bit of bubbly.
Yes.
And put it in a champagne glass because it's class.
Yes.
And we're going to call it It's Up There. It's Up There.
Yes, it is up there. And she's packing an antioxidant punch with those pomegranates. Good for you, girl.
You know what? We're healthy and balanced. It's called equality.
You had a front row seat to Love Island USA season 4. Here's my big question for you. Which couple do you think will win Love Island?
That is the lottery winning question of the season. Who's going to take it all? You know, I'm a huge Zeta fan because that's my girl, baby.
Yeah.
So I really think and hope that they're able to make this journey that they've had so far worth it with a big old check at the end. I would love that. But, you know, who knows? I honestly think also Courtney, she's not coupled up with anybody, but if she were to find someone that just fits her, it just might work.
Yeah, it's still early, right? It's still anyone's game.
It's still early. No one's off limits. No one's off limits.
All right. Well, cheers, because Serenity has spilled the tea.
Oh my gosh, the tea was hot and I loved it.
All right. Well, Serenity, you may know that it is my intention to end each episode with an inspirational quote to inspire our Love Island family. And there is no one more enlightened to inspire the masses than Timmy. So it is time to end the show with an inspirational quote from Timmy, a Timmyism, if you will, and you will. Serenity, if we can have just a meditative chant to start.
Let us begin.
Today's inspirational Timmyism is... When you winnin', there's always a lemon trying to take the limelight.
Wow. I feel like my life is so changed.
It's deep, isn't it?
I felt that here. It's here. It's in he.
Yes. No truer words have ever been spoken. From a padded, windowless booth, Matthew Hoffman here, reminding you to shine bright in your own villa and not to let anything sour bring you down. Serenity, before I hit a drive-through after this show, is there anything you want to say to the Love Island family? Do you want to thank your fans? Do you want to make a shout out maybe?
Oh man. I am just like, I just want to thank everyone for just being a part of it with me in this journey and me trying to find the actual existence of love. Like, this is how it feels. And I'm so happy I was able to have you guys come along with me in this ride because I'm not finished and we're going to find it together. So I'm so excited for all the love I'm receiving. It's up there. The titties is tittying and my man is somewhere near and I'm going to find him. So stay tuned and we're going to figure it all out together.
Yeah, we will figure it out together because I am going to be officiating that wedding. Right, lawyers?
Yes. Lawyers speaking. Yes.
Oh, well, I love you. I'm so happy for you. I hope you had as much fun, like I said, on the island as we did watching you. So thank you so, so much. And thank you, everybody. Thank you for listening. And we will be back tomorrow. Serenity, you are the best for coming on Previously On. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I can confidently say that it's up there.
It's up there. Thank you. I loved every moment of this. And I'm so excited to see what happens.
Amazing. Everyone listening, make sure you guys tag me on socials, as always, with your thoughts on all things Love Island. And I will read them on tomorrow's show at MatthewHoffman1 on Twitter and at MatthewHoffman.tv on Instagram. We are recorded from Hennessy Studios in Los Angeles. Maddie out, Serenity out. And as always, stream new episodes Tuesday through Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, only on Peacock. Oh, and before I forget, Serenity?
Yes?
Have a great night. Tonight!
Oh, yeah, baby!
Previously On is the official Love Island podcast of Love Island USA. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Previously On is hosted by Matthew Hoffman. Previously On is recorded at Hennessy Studios with a very special thank you to our podfather, Jason Hennessy. Produced by Benji Aflalo, sound engineered and produced by Josh Fisher, and co-produced by Christy Kelly.